have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Thank you. I'm just an ordinary person, living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see to live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might. And I live to die so you can increase and I decrease. You are
And now it's time for our Faithful Financial Moments with Sister Sharon Richard.
This is Sharon Richard with your Faithful Financing Moment. Have you ever found yourself getting in debt simply because you didn't want to disappoint your children? These days, it seems like there are high fees for everything that your child wants to do. Participation in school activities such as clubs and sports come with a price, and even when they go home, gone are the days when children simply went outside to play and created new games. Today, outside play has been replaced with the latest technological gadget that many of us cannot afford. If that weren't enough, despite the taxes that we pay, many of us don't have confidence in the public school system and instead choose to send our children to private school. Private schools are so expensive that for some they rival the cost of attending college. Of course, we all want the best for our children, and that usually translates into trying to help them have the opportunities that we didn't have but may have wanted as a child. That said, by no means do I want to suggest that doing some of those things is wrong, but if it forces you to spend beyond your means, then I encourage you to remember that the greatest gift that we can give to our children is our love. Most of us did not grow up with a lot of things, nor were we able to attend private schools. In fact, despite the fact that many of us lived in what was considered low-income households, we never really missed anything. Childhood, I was raised by a single parent, as my parents divorced when I was a baby. My mother worked very hard, often overnight, to provide for my sister and I. I can honestly say, looking back, that we lived very modestly, but during that time, I never felt like I was missing anything. I think that was because we always had a strong sense of love and family in our home. Although my parents weren't together, we had extended family that was always looking out for us when my mother couldn't, and we had certain family constants that made us always feel loved and secure. We had dinner as a family most evenings and Sundays. We all went to church together, and yes, teaching us the importance of education and self-discipline was not just said with words, but by reinforcement of rules about studying and respect for one another. So if you cannot afford to pay for that must-have extracurricular activity or Christmas gift, don't feel as though you are letting down your children by not robbing Peter to pay Paul in order to fund it. In the long run, it's the love and guidance that you give your children that is sustaining. Though your child may feel like it is the end of the world if they cannot participate in the activity that all their friends are doing this year, or if they don't have the newest PlayStation, we all know it is never as bad as it seems to them at the time. Take the opportunity to share some insight with them on when you didn't get the opportunity to do something that you wanted to do in life. It may be one of the best lessons that you teach them. This is Sharon Richard with your Faithful Financing Moment. Up next, Nina Taylor with your Gospel News, followed by the Pastor's Corner with Bishop-elect Ernest D. Richard, Jr., Apostle Irvin Whitlow, Apostle Vincent Smith.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Anthony Jabal Brown, born October 22, 1981. He's an American urban contemporary gospel artist and musician whose background singers are called Group Therapy. He started his music career in 2012 with the release of Anthony Brown and Group Therapy on Ty Scott Records. This was a Billboard breakthrough release with chart toppers on the Billboard Top 200 and the Gospel Albums charts. Having placements at number 130 on the Billboard Top 200, number 3 on the Gospel Albums charts, and number 19 on the Independent Albums chart. A writer once said that Anthony Brown and Group Therapy's debut album still invokes a fresh and joyous spirit. Gabby Thomas is a famous American track and field athlete. She was born on the 7th of December in 1996 in Atlanta, Georgia. Her real name is Gabrielle Thomas. Her father, Desmond Thomas, and her mother, Jennifer Randall. Her twin brother's name is Andrew Thomas. Gabby Thomas is a career athlete in track and field. Initially, she used to play softball. Thomas was inspired by physics to run for the first time, so she ran for Williston Northampton in high school for 4 years and held many records there. She is the second fastest U.S. sprinter to qualify for the U.S. Olympic trials in the 200 meters with a timing of 21.17. Thomas participated in athletics during her studies at Harvard University. She has participated in 6 different events and won 22 titles. She has set world records in the 60 meters, 100 meters, and 200 meters. Norman Earl Hutchins, born September 27, 1962, is an American gospel musician. He started his solo music career in 1992 with the release of Norman Hutchins. It was released on Sparrow Records. He has released 10 albums to date over the course of a 21-year career. He's been on labels such as Sparrow, JDI, and now IR Records. 7 of his albums have charted the Billboard Gospel Albums chart. Norman Hutchins was born in the state of Delaware. He started preaching at the age of 8 while becoming ordained by the age of 12, and this allowed him to support his family. His mother had 11 children. The preaching earned him $100 per evening. He went on with his wife, the age of 19, to Delaware, Pennsylvania, and became a preacher at Hope Church of God in Christ. He would eventually settle in Los Angeles, but would have to take meager jobs until finally God led him to West Angeles Church of God in Christ to be their music minister. Later on, he felt the call over him to move back to Delaware and start Frontline Ministries. He holds a master's degree in biblical counseling and a doctorate in church administration. Some of his releases include the aforementioned Norman Hutchins, then in 1993, Don't Stop Praying, yet these both failed to chart and were the only two releases he did on Sparrow Records. He caught success when he joined the JDI Records crew in 1999. Then he released his third album, Nobody But You. It was his Billboard magazine chart debut release on the Gospel Albums chart. His subsequent albums with JDI include Battlefield in 1999, Emmanuel in 2001. The Sermon was released in 2002. He would then sign on to IR Records for the releases of Spontaneous Praise, Volume 1 in 2008. In 2009, God is Faithful, If You Didn't Know. Now You Know in 2011 and 2013's Hosanna, which all of them charted on the Gospel Albums chart. He has received 8 Dove Award nominations and 8 Stellar Award nominations, along with multiple Grammy nominations. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Juan Winans featuring Deborah Joy Winans with Never On My Own. Number 9, Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music, Gyra. 8, Jacalyn Carr, My Portion. 7, Joshua Rogers, Still Grown Trust. 6, Dawkins and Dawkins with Come By Here. 5, Byron Cage, You Are. Number 4, Tamela Mann, He Did It For Me. Pastor Mike has number 3 with Amazing. Number 2, Rudy Currents and Chrisette Michelle with No Greater Love. And our new number 1 song comes from Bishop E. Dewey Smith with Your Presence Is a Gift. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor, reminding you to connect with me on all social media outlets. You can find my outlets on my website, msninataylor.com. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station. Hello, I'm Nina Taylor, your gospel news reporter, and you're listening to The Pastor's Corner with my friend, Elder Ernest Richard, on Elation Radio.
Right here, man. Come on, everybody, give God a praise in the temple. Tonight we have a prayer. You know you need a word from the Lord. Lift your hands in his atmosphere and say, Lord, speak to me. Come on, fellowship, help us say, Lord, give us a word. Give us a word. World's in trouble, Lord. Give us a word. Our families are in trouble, Lord. Give us a word. We surrender ourselves unto you. We say all we need. Just one word. With the worship, everybody lift your hands and say, Lord, give us a word. Come on, let's sing. Give us a word. God, our lives are going to be better when you speak to us. Hallelujah. Our children are coming home when you speak to us. By now, come on, say all we need. Come on, say it.
All we need.
Say it till you believe it.
Just one word from you.
Come on, just lean on him and say all we need.
All we need.
Just one word.
Just one word from you.
This is what the Lord promised that you would. You know, things are getting better for you. Things are getting better for me. Somebody just wave back at me and say, I know that's right. I know that's right. You promised you would. You got it by now. You got it by now. Come on, lift your hands and say all. One word.
Just one word from you.
Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, things are getting better, things are getting better, things are getting better, because
all we need
is just one word.
Just one word.
Come on, stand up on your feet. I need about three more people to stand up on your feet and help me say, you promised you would. Come on, point up to heaven. A sign of victory and say, you promised you would heal my land.
You would heal our land.
Somebody's singing it like you really believe it. Come on, say, you promised you would. Look at your neighbor and say, I see things are getting better for you. Come on, say, all I need is just one word. Just one word.
Just one word.
Doesn't matter what the doctor says. Doesn't matter what the lawyer says. But all I need is just one word.
All I need.